Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Out of your car, into the street.
This morning, a nation outraged. Peaceful demonstrations sweeping the country from Atlanta to Oakland.
We are the power.
St. Paul and Memphis.
I saw the video and it broke my heart.
Demonstrators here brought traffic to a standstill on Interstate 55 for hours as they're continuing to march into the night, demanding action and accountability.
The Memphis Police Department's Scorpion Unit, tasked with targeting violent crime since 2021, shut down amid the outcry. After five officers from the unit were seen brutally beating 29-year-old Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. Silent surveillance video appears to show an officer holding Nichols up as others punch him in the face repeatedly. Nichols' final words on the tape, gut-wrenching cries for his mom as the officers pepper sprayed and kicked him. All five officers have been fired and are now all charged with second-degree murder. Two Shelby County Sheriff's deputies and two Memphis Fire Department personnel are also now under investigation for their actions, spokespeople confirm.
So nothing we did yesterday precludes the addition of later charges at a later time, including charges of other people.
Tyree Nichols' parents are planning a funeral on Wednesday for their 29-year-old son, a young father who they say loved to skateboard and watch sunsets.
What do you hope people remember about Tyree?
That my son was a beautiful soul, and that's how I want him to be remembered.
In pool pits across Memphis this weekend, prayers for the family.
Shower them with your blessings.
In a community desperate for healing.
The thing about healing is that even when a wound is healed, there's still a scar, and the scar remains forever.
Priscilla, there's also a controversy growing this morning over the initial police release and what was actually seen in the body cam footage. Can you fill us in?
That's right. Police initially described this as a confrontation that occurred during the traffic stop as it began. But what we saw in that video is that police approached Nichols' car with guns drawn. An officer opened the driver's side door and yanked him out of the seat. And so there is some concern about how that was described. And we don't know what happened before that footage, but the police chief has said that she has found no justification so far for the traffic stop. And there's also concern about this description in the report that Tyree complained of shortness of breath, when what we saw on the video is that after the beating, police officers held him up against a car and he slumped over several times. So it's unclear if he would have even been able to communicate that he was having shortness of breath. And so all of these discrepancies are leading people throughout the weekend and today to call for greater accountability, more police reform, something that will likely come up at next week's State of the Union, where Tyree Nichols' parents are expected to be among those in attendance.
So I don't know if you saw the video. I don't want to play all of these videos. There are like five of them. There's a video of the initial encounter. There's a couple of body cam videos that are just, you know, they're blurry or they're dark and you can't see. The really incriminating videos are the first video of the first encounter that these unmarked police car officers had with Tyree Nichols. Yes, it was an unmarked police car, okay? And they jumped on him like a pack of hyenas. I never saw such an aggressive, you know, approach to somebody for a traffic violation, for reckless driving, which nobody can substantiate in any of the footage. And now we're finding out that in Memphis, they have light pole cameras. You know, we're all being watched all the time. This bull crap about, oh, the COVID vaccine's got a little metal thing, or it's got a homing device, it's got a microchip, it's got a this, it's got... I mean, that they're going to follow you. We are being watched. But the real horrible, the real horrendous video is the one that's taken from a light pole camera on the corner where they beat this kid. I call him a kid. He's 29 years old. He's a grown man. He was a grown man. 140 pounds, we found out. He was very, very, slight build. A dad of a four-year-old son. A four-year-old son who never, ever, ever did anything. Anything at all. Nothing. I mean, it is unbelievable. So now, since that report was filed, another police officer has been removed from duty, not quite yet charged or, you know, fired. But another police officer, this one, if you saw the video, he's the one that says on the initial encounter video, he, you know, when Tyree literally, I mean, now we know why he ran. We know why he ran, because they approached him with complete and utter violence, with complete and utter disregard for his safety, his well-being, pounded him, tased him, pepper sprayed him, and he was just trying to get away from the pain. Now, if you're a person, you know that that's your natural instinct, where people are beating you, people are tasing you, people are pepper spraying you with such reckless disregard that they actually pepper sprayed themselves. I mean, it's so sick what happened here. But that's why he ran. He ran to get away from the pain. You can see he was like ripping off his clothes because they were covered in pepper spray, or because he had the taser, I don't even know what you call them, attached to him, do you know? So, and then there's an officer in that video who says, I hope he gets stomped. So that's the one that got that's the one that was relieved of duty today. And then there were two more that were sheriff's deputies that were removed from duty, and then two, I don't know what to call them. They're not EMTs. I mean, they didn't do anything, to manage his distress. One of the ladies that was driving, she didn't even get out of the truck. Didn't even get out of the truck. And what you can see and hear on those tapes are the police officers trying to, you know, convince themselves. It's not even like they're trying to plan or plot a story. They're just literally trying to convince themselves that he was going for their gun or some crazy crap. I mean, this is ridiculous. And on the videotape, they're screaming, give me your hands, give me your hands. They obviously have his hands. They have his arm from the very first encounter, okay? They've twisted him. Ben Crump and, Al Sharpton literally told us at the beginning, before we saw the video, they said, you're going to see Tyree Nichols' humanity from the very get-go. And, you know, we couldn't imagine, like, what are they talking about? Because Tyree Nichols was saying, what did I do? What did I do? Okay, I'm on the ground. Okay, I'm like, let go of my arm and I'll lay down. Let go of my arm and I'll lay down. And then you hear him say, you're doing an awful lot. You're doing a lot of stuff here to me. You know, and he's not even angry. He's just going, you're doing an awful lot here. And it's so unforgivable. But you could hear the police officers, and you know what they're saying? They're saying, he almost went for my gun. Did you see that? Yeah, he almost had his hand on your gun. They're trying to convince themselves that they had a reason to do any of this. And of course they did not. So over the weekend, we saw a lot of protests, but they were all peaceful and they were everywhere. They weren't just in Memphis. They were in Oakland. They were in New York. They were in Phoenix. They were in Baltimore. They were in Dallas. There were protests in Illinois. There were protests in Connecticut, Florida, Missouri, Pennsylvania. And you know what? None of us were violent. Not any of us. Out of the hundreds of thousands of people, there was no violence whatsoever. You know, you gotta understand what we were talking about on Friday was, all I was afraid of were the interlopers, you know, people who would, take over and do stuff that we wouldn't do. Because I trust us. I trust us. We're not violent. We're protesting violence. And we're doing it peacefully.